I'm Rob Matheson in Doha. The top stories on Al Jazeera. Facebook and its subsidiaries Instagram and WhatsApp are now mostly back online after users were blocked for several hours. Billions of people around the world have been affected. The company's apologized and says it doesn't believe any user data was compromised. Facebook's chief technology officer had to use rival platform Twitter to tell customers it was having technical difficulties. All this comes as Facebook is facing another crisis. A former employee has leaked documents that she says appear to show the firm putting profit before the safety of its users. It's also accused of ignoring warnings that Instagram was having an impact on the mental health of teenagers. Frances Haugen is scheduled to testify in the U.S. Senate on Tuesday.
When we live in an information environment that is full of angry, hateful, polarizing content, it erodes our civic trust. It erodes our faith in each other. It erodes our ability to want to care for each other. The version of Facebook that exists today is tearing our societies apart and causing ethnic violence around the world.
Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has been sworn in for a second term. He's described the election, which was held in June, as Ethiopia's first attempt at a free and fair vote. But the polls were overshadowed by the conflict in Tigray, where hundreds of thousands of people are facing possible famine. International airlines say they want to cut carbon emissions to zero by 2050. The International Air Transport Association says its members are counting heavily on carbon offsets, as well as the use of sustainable fuels and new plane technologies. It's also been discussing the huge losses the industry suffered because of the pandemic. The Pfizer vaccine reportedly gets 50% less effective in preventing COVID-19 infections after 6 months. Data published in the influential Lancet Medical Journal shows a drop from 88% to 47%. But the vaccine's still up to 90% effective at preventing deaths as well as the need for hospitalization. More oil has hit the Californian coast in what's being called an environmental catastrophe. Investigators are looking into whether a ship anchor striking a pipeline could have triggered the leak. Over 570,000 liters of oil has spilled out.